Blog Talk Radio. my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like your candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self, step down into me. Direct all my actions eternally.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Block Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc., or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e., not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul.
Welcome everybody by the 27th show of the Cold Ring Healing Fountain on Block Talk Radio. I'm here, I'm Pio Winsong from the Netherlands, and I co-host this show together with Gary Moore and Sean Christie. And are you there, people?
Yes. Yes.
Where?
Hello, Gary. Welcome. And this week we have a beautiful special guest. We have our own Sean Christie, and she chose the theme of the full moon, and she's going to take us to a wonderful journey, into a wonderful meditation.
Ooh,
so
yeah,
I'm
Christy's
looking forward
to take us places. Yes.
Well, I've gone a bit loony.
Yeah.
Namaste, everybody.
And a happy Easter, everybody. Because do you have more Easter days in the in America and in the UK? Do you have 2 days?
They don't particularly observe Easter as a national holiday or anything. It's not a bank holiday or anything like that. School
or like
and so forth. Yeah. So I guess it probably just not enough Christians or something. I don't know going on here, but hope I trust everyone had a lovely Easter. I know I did. It snowed like crazy here, but other than that, it was quite nice, quite lovely, and I trust everyone.
Snowing at Easter.
Snowing at Easter. Yeah. Yes, I'm in the mountains.
So you had a snowball, then?
I'm a bumpkin. You know.
Oh. Anyway, I'm
700 feet in the mountains. That's about, I don't know, 22,000 some meters.
No wonder it's snowing there.
That's high.
Yes.
Anyway, are we going to play a nice moon song first?
Yeah.
Before we do anything else? While people get their candles ready. Great.
And water for drinking, please.
Yes.
Water for drinking, and get the candles, and rub two Indians together to light the candles, and get ready. We're going to have a very special show today with Jen Christie taking us places with her lovely meditations.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, we start with a sacred moon song. Here we go.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
I have a question. Was that song done by Ancient Brotherhood? I think I have it.
You have it. I think you have it, yes.
Lovely song. Yeah, good group.
It had pumping in the chat room, didn't it? Somebody in the chat room was pumping, they said.
Yeah.
I don't know what it meant. Pumping here is something different, I think.
I'm not sure exactly either. I'm not sure where I want to go.
I know what it is.
What?
I don't know how to say it in English.
No,
it's
don't
a feeling,
bother.
You know, you pump it up.
Yeah.
To go into a healing ceremony. Yeah.
Peeps,
yeah,
get me pumping. Yeah.
That's good.
We're talking about peeps, okay? Over in the U.S., I don't know about England or the Netherlands, but here in the U.S., they have these little marshmallow candies for Easter that mm-hmm. are shaped like a little baby chicken, and they're called peeps.
Oh.
Like a little baby chick, and they're wonderful. You leave them out and let them get stale and let them get hard, you know, like a marshmallow gets hard, you know. And then you put them in a cup of coffee, and it's just lovely.
Oh, I've never tried that. We don't.
They're fun. They call them peeps. I don't know if they have them there, but they're at Easter.
No, we don't have them.
The only time you see them around is at Easter, and that's the only time they're made, I think. They're like little chickens or bunnies. The little bunnies, I think they make them in that shape too, but they're a little marshmallow. And they're just pure sugar, you know.
Mm. They sounded lovely. So you said you let them go stale. That put me right off.
You let them go stale, let them get nice and hard, like a rock. And then
them
in a cup of coffee, and they float on top of the coffee, you know. So then they're just lovely. They're fun. But
hot chocolate, maybe, but not coffee.
Giovanna, yeah. Marshmallows and coffee? Yes.
Yeah.
No, hot chocolate.
Yeah,
no,
marshmallows.
Chocolate eggs.
Marshmallows are good on fry bread.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Never
mind.
Yeah. Oh. Well, we have a lovely meditational video, don't we?
Yes, we do.
I send up the link.
I post
the link in the chat room right now. And please preload the link, everybody. And then turn the volume low of the YouTube site and press the pause button and then send up a heart in the chat room, please, so that we can see that you're ready. And in the meanwhile, our dear Sean Christie is going to tell us about our meditation. Aren't you, Sean?
Well, I'm just going to mention a few things about the moon because it has an unbelievable influence over our planet, as it's our nearest neighbour, and she has no light of her own. She relies totally on light reflected by the sun to cast her silvery glow, which was traditionally used by sailors to navigate the way around the globe. Traditionally also used by lovers, they use it to spoon under. Now, I never did find out what they were doing with the spoons, so if anybody knows, I would really appreciate finding out. Thank you.
I've often wondered that myself. Where did that term come from? Spooning under the moon? I don't know.
It just rhymes, that's all I think. But seriously, thousands of species here on Earth are sent messages to reproduce by the moon. So, you know. Because creativity is a large aspect of the moon. Yeah, it is. It's amazing that the moon sends out signals. It has such an influence that you wouldn't even think of on our planet Earth. And there are 13 moons within a solar year, which are taken advantage of by people who are into casting magic spells to increase the power of these. And as the moon passes through the heavens, she has what are called different phases. These correspond to the three phases of woman, the maiden, the mother, and the crone. And I won't tell you which one I'm in, which category. And the maiden being the new full the new moon, and then the full moon is the woman, and it corresponds with the waning dark phases. With the new moon, the moon is increasing in strength, and this is the time in her cycle where increasing rituals can be performed, you know, increasing rituals. For example, rituals to improve health, to strengthen resolve, or to draw new circumstances in. And this definition remains in place right until the moon becomes full. Well, the full moon was actually on the 30th of March, but because it's still quite full, we can still do healing rituals, because the full moon, or the mother, is the moon at her most potent. All healing rituals can be performed at this time, whether for the attraction of good health or the removal of symptoms and release from a condition. And the healing deity associated with the full moon traditionally was Isis. Now, the waning moon, Crone, represents release, letting go, and the removal of ailments and conditions. So this is the time in the month cycle when you can ask for relief of symptoms or the removal of illness, stress, or any other condition. So, you know, we're quite within the time now to do that. And then the dark moon, the one night where there is no moon visible in the sky, is neither waning nor new, and is best honored as a night of rest, reflection, and preparation for a new cycle. The moon's magical powers are also used by farmers when planting the crops. For example, if you planted while the moon was rising, the crops were much more successful than if planted while the moon was waning, which sounds quite plausible, doesn't it? And in fact, you wouldn't believe the influence the moon has over our planet, because the gravitational pull of the moon regulates our tides. In fact, there'd be no life on Earth at all without the moon. So next time you go outside and you see any sort of a moon, just really send your love and gratitude, because, you know, we'd be lost without the moon, wouldn't we, really? Apart from the fact that there'd be no life on Earth without it. So I was going to ask you something, Gary.
Yes.
In your North American tribal culture, do you use the full moon or any sort of a moon for any performing any sort of rituals in your calendar, your yearly calendar?
Oh yeah, the moon has great significance in the Lakota way as well. You know, the each moon has a name as we pass through the seasons. You know, each moon, each time the moon comes full, depending on the month, has a different name. Like this moon is the moon of the bark cracking. That's what the bark on.
Did you make that one up? The bark cracking.
I had to think for a moment. But they have different ones, like the moon when the cherries get ripe, and the moon, you know, the different moons. They have different names to them. Similar, I think, to the farmer's almanac of the full worm moon, and the full pink moon, and the similar to that. But they have different descriptions, you know, the moon of the snow, you know, like that. But yeah, the full moon, whenever the moon comes full, especially in the early spring, early summer, late spring, early summer, there are two rituals that start to happen. One, the first one is the Humbelecha, or the vision quest, the crying for a vision camps. They are usually in late May, early June, and again started off by the full moon. And that's a 4-day ceremony where you go out on the hill, out in the elements, out in nature, for 4 days, no food, no water. You fast and you pray, seeking a vision, crying for a vision. And that's done while the moon is full. Primarily for the light, you know, and then there's typically one moon that goes by, and then the next full moon after that is Sundance, and the Sundance is another 4-day ceremony, again a fast, no food, no water, 4 days, but there's also a festival or a ceremony prior to the first day of Sundance, and that's called Tree Day, where you go out, everyone goes out and gets the tree to go in the center of the arbor to begin the Sundance. And that's a whole ceremony in itself. You go and cut the tree and carry the tree into the arbor and stand it up and everyone, all the dancers affix their ropes to the tree to pierce from. And that tree day is the first day of full moon. So, yes, the moon does have a great deal of significance when it comes to the ceremonies with the Lakota people. Yeah.
Mm, brilliant. And also, I think women are really affected by the moon as well. Now, I'm not mm-hmm. saying we're loony, but I think, you know, women are, women are more sensitive to the moon than men are, possibly. But
yes,
it's not surprising. Yeah, it's not surprising, because if the moon has the power with its gravitational pull to bring in the tides, you know, it's no wonder that we've got no sort of control over what it does to us, have we really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
that's
I'm
what
not
the,
about
that's what the Lakota that's what the Lakota refer to in a woman's time, you know, your menses.
Yeah.
They refer to that as your moon, when you are mm-hmm. on your moon. And,
you're not allowed
to
sweat lots.
You're not allowed in the sweat lodge. You're not around any sacred objects, because your medicine is so powerful at that time that it will cancel everything out. That's how sacred women are. That's how powerful they are. Okay.
Mm.
And it's not a sexist thing. It's an honoring thing. You know?
Yeah.
And the women would go off to the moon camp, and they would, you know, socialize and hang out and cook and you know, take care of the kids and that kind of thing. And they'd be off, you know, doing the woman thing while they were on their moon. And that was the moon camp. So us warriors, you know, we would, you know, be hungry and stuff. All we had to do is just go over to the moon camp and look wistful. And then the women would feed us.
Oh, method is madness. Anyway, yeah, you know, Gary's got a one-track mind, doesn't he? Fried bread
oh, yeah.
or food
and get the fried bread.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh dear. Anyway, we've got a
lovely video. I thought it was beautiful that they when I went in Sweat Lodge, they told that when you're in your moon, you cannot come in because you have your own ceremony. So that
yes.
made me. Saw it from a whole different perspective to be in your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was beautiful.
Well,
you
nice
have your own power,
you.
And your power is so enormously strong at that time that it cancels everything out. And that is honoring the divine feminine, and with the Lakota way, it was just built in. Built into the process.
Yeah.
Right.
That's how powerful women are. You know, bringing life into the world is not no little thing. You know, it's a.
You can say that again.
Absolutely.
Okay. Shall we take a look at the moon?
Yeah, let's have a look at it. Okay. I was going to say, if men had the babies, there'd only be one.
Yeah, they always say that, yeah. Okay. Yes, we can talk for hours, but we have only 1 hour still, so that's why I thought we gotta go on now and watch the moon together with a beautiful meditation video. And I saw already all the hearts in the chat room. Remember to turn the volume down on your player, so that I can play it on the switchboard for the people who are listening in the archives. Okay, I do the countdown now for you, and then when I say it, you press the play button, and we listen together to focus all together on the moon. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
Right now, it's time to light our candles and our incense. We do this as a ceremony all together to represent that we're a healing circle of love and light, and for protection of the fire. And because fire is a very powerful tool, which along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals. So I'm just lighting my candle now. Mine's a white candle. You can use different colours to represent different things, but white represents every colour. And I have some Nag Champ burning. It smells lovely. And right now we're going to ask for the assistance of the angelic realm to help us to send out the healing. We have 27 therapists in the chat room right at this moment, sending out healing of all modalities to anyone listening. Unless there is energy in the ancient names of the angels, and 3 is a sacred number that maximizes this energy, we're going to call the names 3 times. We're going to say Archangel Michael, Michael, Michael. Please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth, in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Metatron, 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 we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out to all mankind and all around the world in divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Also, the Christ energies, Sananda Jesus, and the Magdalene energies, the divine feminine, please be with us now. Thank you. We're in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and we are so loved. We will ask that they close around our circle of love and light and healing, along with our guides, inspirers and guardian angels, to assist us in sending out the healing. And now we're going to ask Gary or Marika to do the mantra. Thank you.
I would like to ask Gary to synchronize the breathing first. Here we go.
we will now slow down our breathing and ground, taking longer breaths to bring us back to centeredness and peace. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5. Breathe out, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5. Breathe out, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now relax and begin to breathe normally.
Dearest Play Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with your feet, lightly touching, and become aware of the fact that many people are touching right now in all countries, all over the world. So may close your eyes now and light. You're all standing on two big solid bags around her and giant with spoke coming from all moments together and sense that night with. And we take this deep breath. A crystal heart. You can feel the beating of our heart through our body. And we all start to slightly move and develop our heart as one heart. The energy reaches up from our feet to our body. And when we feel this energy reaching our heart center, we can feel that our hearts are so full. They're overflowing with love. We can imagine this energy as the purest light. As it flows from our heart back to the center, so we become aware of the connection again. Sakhanyaya, we are all related. When the energy reaches your eyes, we feel that our head lifting a tiny bit up to see our father sky. And when we go beyond father sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the top of the book is written, book of healing with that, and the book opens. You can write down all names you want in that book, but firstly, you may write down in gray your own name. Now please go ahead and write in there. Right now, you are a healing fountain, and you may direct your energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want. You can do that by writing down the name in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. Take a little bit of time to write in there. Please go ahead. And now that all names are written in the book, we see that the book from beyond Father Sky drops slightly down into the center of Mother Gaia, where our focus is on. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel this gratitude. And stay very comfortable and surrounded by this energy, and enjoy the meditation of Shankrishti. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Now we want you to sit comfortably with your head resting comfortably on your shoulders, relaxing all your muscles. Close your eyes. Make sure your feet are pressed firmly to the floor, grounding and securing you to Mother Earth. And at the top of your head, you'll see a beautiful white light. Feel the light sliding down your face, relaxing all your muscles. Down your neck, over your arms, your shoulders, down into your chest, relaxing all the muscles there, opening your heart chakra, expanding your heart chakra so that it fills all of your chest. The light is traveling down your back, relaxing all those muscles, down into your abdomen and your thighs, down your legs and out through your feet, right down into Mother Earth, to the heart of Gaia, where you'll see a beautiful crystal. Wrap your root around the crystal and bring the beautiful blue-white light of the crystal back up with the golden white light, back up to the base chakra. See the base chakra spinning, resonating, channeling. See the beautiful color, red. See the color spilling out into your aura. Bring the light into the navel chakra, where you see the color orange. See the navel chakra spinning, resonating, channeling. See the orange light spilling out into your aura. Bring the blue-white light and the golden-white light up to the solar plexus and see the color yellow. See the solar plexus spinning, channeling, resonating, spilling the yellow light out into your aura. Bring the light up into the heart chakra where you see the color green. See the heart chakra spinning, channeling, resonating. See the green color spilling out into your aura, along with the other colors. Bring the light up into your throat chakra, where you see the color blue. See the throat chakra spinning, channeling, resonating. See the color blue spilling out into your aura. Bring the light up to the third eye, where you see the color magenta. See the third eye chakra spinning, resonating, channeling. See the magenta color spilling out into your aura. Take the light up to your crown chakra, where you see the color white. See the crown chakra spinning, channeling, resonating. See the color white spreading out all around your aura. Bring the light up to the chakra just above your crown chakra, the golden chakra. See the golden chakra spinning, channeling, resonating. See the color spilling out into your aura. Bring the blue-white light and the golden-white light up to the silver chakra. See the silver chakra spinning, channeling, resonating, connecting you to all that is. See the silver light spreading all around your aura. See a beautiful column of white light coming down, right down in through your body, right down into Mother Earth. You are now a pillar of white light, sending the light out to all mankind, to the nature plane, to the animal kingdom, to the mineral kingdom. And wherever you are in the world right now, imagine that it's night. And there's a beautiful moon just above us. It's my honor to share my love and share what is in my heart with all those who come into this magical night. The beautiful moon shines her love upon us all, nurturing and protecting our journey. I ask all the ladies of the group to allow the feeling of the oceans within your bodies and to completely let go. Beautiful sisters, this is our place to journey, to allow the intuition to guide, knowing that we're held in the tenderest love by the men of our tribe. Allow the call of the Mother Moon to watch over you, and to the males of the group, I honor you. And bow to you and to the very beauty and tenderness that you offer. For without you, our beloved males, there is nothing. Together we recreate our kind. Male and female merging together for the greatest good of all. Together we are divinely united, living together in love. and with your eyes closed, see us amongst the stars, the tribe of love sitting in a circle, the fire in the center. All women are now standing in the center of the circle, all the men sitting cross-legged around the outside. And when you see the eyes of the soul of your beloved, he calls you to him, and you stand in front of him. Place your hands in the namaste. You are held by the circle of love. Ask if you have each other's blessing to journey together tonight. You will hear the soft answer, and trust the right soul will always be there for you. All is perfect. So again, hold your hands in namaste and connect your hearts. And slowly, so slowly, a beautiful golden bridge appears between your hearts, and you are connected by divine love. A beautiful male and a beautiful female together. Let this energy expand and the energy of the tribe expand, for in this universe there is such radiance, a golden light, divine connection. And slowly focus on the soul that is with you. Look into their eyes and send love from your eyes to theirs. Breathe as one and send the breath to one another. Love expands, and now close your eyes and very gently bow your heads together, so softly placing your foreheads together. So beautiful now. See the shower of starlight filling your soul with such loving blessings. Feel the energy between you. Allow the energy of one another to fully flow through your arms around one another, like the most beautiful wind-like energy, lifting you up together, carrying you into the stars, and you gently drift together, and you find yourselves under the ocean, diving deep, deep down, holding hands, looking at one another with such respect and love, diving deeper and deeper. The sea is gentle and she carries you deeper until you find yourselves in a space, a deep space within. A simple flicker from the flame lights up your heart, and you see the light shining in each other's eyes. We have returned to the sacred fire, together in the sweet jasmine-scented air. You are both one with another, and as your moon shines, it is your sign to return. The starlights twinkle, they dance. It is so beautiful, and you know that it's time to join the rest of the tribe, and once again, hold your hands in namaste, thanking one another. Feel the love and respect. We are all together in the circle in the stars again. We are one. Together we create the circle of love, our hands creating the circle, and we send out the most amazing rays of love to this world. We ask to feel all the love, the wings of divine love, sending out golden ripples of love, awakening the higher hearts of many more people on this planet. We send our love and gratitude to this world for all the blessings that continue to shower our lives daily. And when you are ready, bring your hands back to namaste and talk to Mother Earth. Tell her all you have learned about love. Love, the most beautiful energy in this world, and she will give you a message of you. We ask her to amplify healing which is coming to us from Source, to all of us, and to all mankind. Then slowly, very slowly, bring your body back into the room, into your room. Slowly open your eyes and see all the things that tell you you are back in your own environment, and smile from deep within yourself, knowing that you are a whole and perfect being. I thank you for being as beautiful as you are in this beautiful eternal moment and beyond. And I shower you in wonderful blessings. Have a wonderful, loving full moon. around you, and for the people who want to grow their chakras, now's the time to do that. And to do this, we go to the top of our head, pretending we have doors, and closing that door. Then down to the third eye, closing that door. Down to the throat chakra, closing that door. And then down to the heart chakra, closing that one. Down to the solar plexus, closing that door. And to the navel, closing that door. Down to the feet chakra, closing the door, but leaving it open just enough to keep you connected and grounded to Mother Earth while you're still in your physical body. In fact, you can leave all your chakras open if you so wish, or close them just how much you're going to feel comfortable. We're going to ask that the Archangel Michael put us into a pyramid of white light. He's going to seal it at the top with a blue seal. He's taking you by the hand, putting you into the pyramid, keeping you safe and protected until next time we meet, or until next time you meditate. Thank you, Michael. Thank you for joining me on our meditational trip today.
Thank you too, Sharon. It was beautiful.
Thank you.
The meditation you shared.
Jen, that was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
I'm floating 3 feet off the chair. That's quite lovely.
Aww.
Thank you.
But it was live, so that we're in the moment of now.
Very good.
So I just have to get the right teeth in next time. And we're going to have Gary singing in just a few minutes after we've done Catch the Moon by Nemesis Star.
Oh, there goes the neighborhood.
Gary's going to do one as well, aren't you, Gary?
Yeah. In fact, we're going to introduce the song of Gary with Native American chanting song, because the other one wasn't the sound was not so nice to listen to. So, shall we listen to it?
Yeah.
What makes you think the song? Sound that I made was so nice. I'm not sure.
Oh, yes, it is. It is amazing, if you ask me. But here
Rick
we go.
Great, Jeremy.
Thank you.
Lift up more of that.
Into the carpeting.
Oh, we're going to run out of time fast if we don't be quick. Next week, guess who we've got on live? We have Risa on live as our guest, special guest next week.
The dear boy himself will be our guest next week. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, don't forget to drink plenty of water as well to release toxins, ground yourselves, etc., etc. And
hug a tree, whatever you need to do to ground yourself.
Yeah. And thank the angelic realm for joining us today and hope that they're going to be in the archives for anybody listening. Well, I know they will be. Okay. So we haven't got time to do Bad Moon on the Rise. We're going to play out with one I wrote called Singing to the Moon. Now I know I've gone loony. So
okay,
I want
everybody.
To thank you guys. Thank you, everybody, for co-creating the wonderful energy that we had today.
Yes. Thank you all for being here. I love you all. That was
fun.
It was fun to record. Yes.
Yeah, it was. See you all next week.
We should be on the stage.
Bye.
Yeah, sweeping it, shouldn't we?
Yeah. So, last time somebody told me I should be on the stage, they put me on the one that was leaving that night. So.
Oh, right.
That was the last stage I was on, the one leaving town. Thank you all.
Okay. Bye-bye. See you next
bye.
Week.
Bye. Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Woohoo!